Wildlife biologist Neil Barton spoke to a special meeting of the Nooshigak Fish and Game Advisory Committee Monday night, bringing them up to speed on a recent moose survey effort.
We were able to, for one of the few years get out this year and in the last week, conduct moose composition surveys.
It's been a few years, he says, because there hasn't been enough snow early in the season before bulls shed their antlers. It involves flying a count area extensively, circling every animal to see if it's a bull or cow. The recent snow made this possible, and the department flew a lot last week.
I spent myself 44 hours in the backseat of a Super Cub flying transects and circles, which was very interesting. A little tiring, but anyway, I think we got good data.
Barton says he documented a lot of moose overall and had no concern about the size of the herd. Some areas had very high bull-to-cow ratios, but other areas, notably those closer to where hunting occurs, did not.
The area in the lower Nooshigak stuck out as being, you know, certainly an outlier, very different than the other areas, and we had just over 11 bulls per 100 cows. And it was a big sample size. Again, we had 453 total moose. There was only 12% calves, 14.8 per 100 cows.
Barton said that a ratio of 11 bulls per 100 cows is not a biological emergency, but is lower than the 25 to 30 bull to 100 cow ratio managed for around the state. He told the advisory committee members to keep in mind that this is based on preliminary numbers from 1 year's survey, and that it's possible some bulls have already shed antlers or could be grouped up elsewhere. Still, he said the ratio was low enough that curbing some opportunity could be the right thing to do.
This winter hunt, that's a 30-day season on top of a 25-day fall season that provides for unlimited opportunity if the conditions are right, worries the heck out of me.
This past fall harvest was a little higher than normal, with close to 190 bulls recorded taken. What Barton says he's a bit concerned about is that winter travel conditions might improve to the point that more hunters than usual will get more opportunity than usual.
You can put a herd on bulls in a real hurry, and you can lower the bull-to-cow ratio to levels that we'd rather not see that low in a real hurry if people have access to the moose.
The Department of Fish and Game has the authority to change the winter hunt by emergency order if necessary. Barton told the advisory committee he was not recommending that yet, but would get more information by the end of the week and would ask the committee's blessing if changes are to be made. Some members spoke in favor of taking a conservative approach and would support limiting hunting this winter. Chairman Frank Woods said if it comes to it, he'd prefer to see the winter hunt stay as is.
I would see this winter hunt as a meat hunt and preserve that hunt for the people that need it. But I'll conservatively look at the fall hunt as a way to curb that activity on the lower Nooshigak if you got a low cow to cow bull ratio or whatever it may be.
Over the past 20 years, the effort during the 17 B and C winter hunt has more than tripled, with now more than 300 permits issued most years. But the harvest has stayed about the same, with seldom more than 50 bulls reported taken each winter. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.